So we got this DM from Heather, we'll call her, and her husband no longer eating the lunch that she's preparing for him. So why in the world is she coming to us?
Well, we must be the experts. She says, first of all, guys, love your show.
Thanks.
Love to listen in the morning while I'm getting ready for work.
Mm.
Can I ask you something?
Okay.
I wake up at 6 a.m. every morning to make my husband's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely noticed last month when he brought it home untouched.
Okay.
He said that someone from the office had brought something in to eat and he didn't want to hurt her feelings. Well, since then, he's done this like three other times.
Mm.
It's about once a week on average.
Mm.
He says that she is just a good cook and often has leftovers that she can't finish.
Aw.
He says it shouldn't be a big deal because he eats what I make, just not that day at work. I asked if this woman was single. He said she was, but insisted that has nothing to do with the situation. I told him from now on, he needs to politely decline because he is sending her signals. He thinks I'm being ridiculous. Who's right?
Oh. Okay. I'm trying to like see the full picture of this. Because to me, part of it is just him being a nice person and eating the leftovers that she's providing. But on the other hand, yes, I can kind of see maybe, there's a little bit of like leading her on sort of thing.
Well, but maybe this is the woman shooting her shot kind of with the whole mentality of the way to a man's heart is through
the
stomach. So is that really happening? And then also, I also get that she's kind of hurt that, oh, you think she's a better cook than me?
Yeah, like, and to his point, he's like, hey, I'm eating your food.
Uh-huh. Just not on that day. I'm choosing to eat her food.
Just I choose her to, she's a really good cook.
Yes!
And you're just a good cook, but she's a really good cook.
A little bit. It feels a little like that.
Yeah, Bethany checks in on text and says, no, he's definitely going on lunch dates.
Oh.
Mm.
Right.
Now, okay, it's one thing to go to lunch with work peers.
Yes, I was kind of thinking if she's bringing something in for everybody
right,
in the office,
right,
then I understand him eating it. But it sounds like he's the only one benefiting from her leftovers.
Yeah. Jared rolls in. He needs to not eat Jolene's leftovers and make his own dang lunch. Jolene.
Okay, maybe. Maybe there's a point. Yeah, I think it is a little bizarre that he is
the only one that's
eating her lunch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, try to put yourself into her position.
Yes, no,
like
I would.
If you were to make your husband a lunch.
And why do you say it like that? Like I don't cook ever? Like that would be so weird because like I never do anything in the kitchen?
I don't say never.
Uh-huh.
I just say that I listen to what you tell me, and the interpretation that I get is that you are not a master chef.
I can, and I am capable of making some good things.
Okay, so, sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I didn't
say
that correctly.
I just don't do it often.
Okay, so if you were to make your husband a lunch, and he takes it in, and then is like, you know what?
I want to eat that woman's food instead.
This lady brought in leftovers from her casserole, and it was tasty.
Especially if I made something fresh, and he's choosing leftovers over it. That's especially painful,
okay.
I feel like. Yes.
So you're feeling some sort of way. Yeah.
I'm feeling some sort of way. And Angela says, how about this? If he's telling the truth, he tells her politely that his wife works hard making his lunch, and he wants to eat that to respect her. Mm. And he can offer to bring the leftovers home to share with his wife. Win-win. And then let's see how much longer the leftovers keep getting provided.
Oh, this is...
That could be telling.
This is great. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take some home and I'm going to share it with my wife.
Yes.
All right. So, all right.
I think that's a really good solution to land on right there.
Yeah.
Just next time she's, you know what? My wife made me for some lunch, but I would love to take that home and, you know, share it with her. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that'd
and
be great.
See how that's received.
All right. All right. Well, I like that. I like that. So maybe that's what you suggest to him, but then it's getting it through his brain that, hey, you're not cool with this. And and this is
like, imagine how I feel. I'm making you this food. And then you're like, no, I want to eat her leftovers. A little insulting.
Yeah, a little bit. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. If you've got anything you want to share, like if something triggers a memory of yours that you want to share with us, 502-795-1997. But otherwise, Heather, that's what we're thinking. Maybe that's the approach that you take. And good luck. And we would eat your lunch.
That sounds really bad. A little bit. Like, I don't think we need to offer to eat anything.
Eat Heather's lunch?
Yeah, no.
So wait, I can't say I would eat Heather's lunch?
I don't think so.
Is it because I'm married?
I think, yeah. Let's just walk away.